Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to another episode of the Experience Hockey Talk, Serious Hockey Talk for serious hockey fans. My name is Michael Lindbaum, and we are brought to you by the Till the Kilt in Frederick, Maryland. The Till the Kilt Pub and Eatery, located at 5605 Spectrum Drive in Frederick, Maryland, comes to the Celtic-themed sports pub featuring the world-famous Till the Kilt girls. For more on Till the Kilt Frederick, visit them on Facebook today. And ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Experience Hockey Talk. Today is October 7th, and today we are bringing you the Western Conference preview for the 2016-17 NHL season. But before we do that, there was a major trade announced not that long ago before I actually started recording, and that is that the Edmonton Oilers and the St. Louis Blues have done a major trade. The Edmonton Oilers have traded Nail Yakupov to the St. Louis Blues for prospect Zach Pochettino and a conditional draft pick. Yakupov, as those remember, was the number one pick in the 2012 NHL draft. He's had 50 goals and 61 assists in 252 games with the Oilers. And then Pochettino, who was a fourth-round pick, 112 overall by the St. Louis Blues in the 2013 NHL draft, has yet to play an NHL game. So this is a big deal. There were rumors that last season Yakupov had demanded a trade out of Edmonton. He denied it, but now that Yakupov has been moved to the Blues, that is a good thing for the Blues. They get a guy like that who can put up the points, but also good for Nail Yakupov to have a fresh start in a new organization. It's good for the Edmonton Oilers because it was seemingly more and more that he was not fitting in to the culture of Edmonton. So with that said, we are actually now, you know, speaking of Edmonton, we're going to go right into the Pacific Division, and we're going to start off with the Anaheim Ducks. In 2015-16, the Ducks are 46-25-11 with 103 points. They were first in the Pacific, sixth in the NHL, but they lost in the quarterfinals to Nashville in seven games. Key additions for the Anaheim Ducks was Randy Carlyle, who is now the new head coach, Jonathan Bernier, and Mason Raymond. Key departures for the Ducks was goaltender Frederick Anderson, center Sean Horkov, left winger Brandon Peary, and left winger David Perron. Keys to success for the Ducks this season is after another disappointing Game 7 loss in the playoffs, the Anaheim Ducks had to make a change, and a change they did by firing head coach Bruce Boudreau and rehiring Randy Carlyle. With Carlyle, the Ducks won the Stanley Cup in 2007, but is now 10 years later, and you have to wonder how the players will respond to Carlyle's more demanding style now compared to then, especially with players like Ryan Getzlaf, Corey Perry, and Cam Fowler. Also, how will John Gibson respond to being the true number one goaltender for the Ducks now that Frederick Anderson has been traded to Toronto? Also, one could ask, how will this affect Jonathan Bernier now that he is getting a fresh start in Anaheim after failing to become the true number one goaltender in Toronto? Then, next up, you have the Arizona Coyotes. In the 2015-16 season, there were 35-39-8 with 78 points. They're fourth in the Pacific, 24th in the NHL, and missed the playoffs. Key additions for the Coyotes was Alex Goligoski and Luke Shen on the defense, and left winger Jamie McGinn. The key departures was center Boyd Gordon, right winger Victor Tikhonov, and left winger Yuri Sekach. Keys to success for the Arizona Coyotes this season will be how will some of the retooling for the Coyotes affect them this season. After seeing how promising the youth movement was for the Coyotes, they still had major issues to address, which they did by signing defensemen Alex Goligoski and Luke Shen. Along with Oliver Ekman-Larsson, Michael Stone, and Zdeněk Mikulík, Goligoski and Shen solidify the Coyotes' defense, but how will they help with the struggling power play and penalty kill? Also, the health of Mike Smith is key. When Mike Smith is healthy, he gives the Coyotes a fighting chance every night. And then, next up, you have the Calgary Flames. In 2015-16, they were 35-40-7 with 77 points. They're 6th in the Pacific, 26th in the NHL, and also missed the playoffs. Their key additions are Troy Brouwer and Alex Chiasson, both right wingers, Brian Elliott and Chad Johnson in net, and Glenn Gulitzson, who is now the new head coach. Key departures was goaltender Jonas Hiller, left winger Mason Raymond, and right winger Joe Colborne. Keys to success for the Calgary Flames is after a very successful 2014-15 season, the Calgary Flames came back to earth in 2015-16. Out was coach Bob Hartley along with both goaltenders Jonas Hiller and Nicholas Backstrom. The Flames brought in new coach Glenn Gulitson and goaltenders Brian Elliott and Chad Johnson. Also, the Flames signed right winger Troy Brouwer to bring leadership and playoff experience to this young roster. In order for the Flames to return back to the playoffs, the entire team must turn it around and rebound from such a horrible season for the team. Next up, you have the Edmonton Oilers. In 2015-16, they went 31-43-8 with 70 points, which was a bump up from how they were the season before. They were 5th in the Pacific, 29th in the NHL, and they missed the playoffs. Key additions are left winger Milan Lucic, right winger Jesse Puljujarvi, and defenseman Adam Larson. Key departures was left winger Taylor Hall and Lauri Korpikoski, and defenseman Adam Clendenning. Key to success for the Oilers this season is GM Peter Chiarelli has been hard at work at building up the Oilers, and with the additions of Milan Lucic and Adam Larson, the Oilers now have a more grittier presence, and their defense is more shored up now. Being led now by Connor McDavid, who was just announced as the new captain of the Edmonton Oilers earlier this week, are primed to have a great season, even if they miss the playoffs yet again this season. A huge key, though, is if Connor McDavid can stay healthy for a whole season. Yes, his injury was a fluke last season, but he still missed half the season, which left a lot of questions of what could have been. So if he stays healthy the entire season, we could see the true effect of what Connor McDavid can have on a team for the entire regular season. And then, of course, also as mentioned, they have now traded Nail Yakupov to the St. Louis Blues for Zach Pachiro and that conditional draft pick, which we don't know much more about. Next up, we have the Los Angeles Kings. In 2015-16, they're 48-28-6 with 108 points. They're second in the Pacific Division and 8th in the NHL. However, they did lose in the quarterfinals of the playoffs. Key additions were left winger Teddy Purcell, defenseman Tom Gilbert, and goalie Jeff Zatkoff. Key departures was left winger Milan Lucic, right winger Chris Versteeg, and center Vincent LeCavalier, who retired. Keys to success for the LA Kings is after exiting the playoffs in the first round last season, the Kings are in the need for a rebound back to form. They took the captaincy from Dustin Brown and gave it to Anze Kopitar. However, despite reports that the players were tuning out head coach Daryl Sutter and doing locked-door meetings without the coaching staff, he remains at the helm at the start of the season. Can Sutter keep this team thirsty and from becoming complacent? If not, this could spell the end for Daryl Sutter as the head coach of the Los Angeles Kings, and one that was very successful winning 2 Stanley Cups in the last 5 seasons. And now you have the San Jose Sharks, who were 46-30-6 with 98 points in the 2015-16 season. They're 3rd in the Pacific, 11th in the NHL, and were your Western Conference champions. Your key addition was Mikhail Boedeker, who is a left winger, and then their key departures was defenseman Roman Polak and goalie James Reimer. Keys to success for the San Jose Sharks is can the Sharks keep the wheels going and make the playoffs and go deep again? Also, with key players like Joe Thornton, Patrick Marleau, and Brent Burns becoming unrestricted free agents at the end of the season, how much of a distraction could that potentially have on the locker room during the season? So a lot going on for the San Jose Sharks in that locker room. And then lastly, we have the Vancouver Canucks. In 2015-16, they're 31-38-13 with 75 points. They're 6th place in the Pacific, 28th in the NHL, and they missed the playoffs. Key additions was right winger Louis Erickson and defenseman Eric Branson. Key departures was defenseman Dan Hamhuis and right winger Radim Vrbata. Key success for the Canucks is, should the Canucks focus on trying to win now, or should they go into a full rebuild mode now? One would say that the latter would be the wiser decision for this team. By acquiring Eric Branson, the Canucks got better on defense, but they only have a top 3. On offense, they only added Louis Erickson to the offensive core, but he won't be enough to jumpstart the entire offense. The Canucks will be in for a very long season this year, so if you're a huge Canucks fan, I would not anticipate them making the playoffs this year. I think they should just go into full rebuild mode and just bite the bullet on that. And ladies and gentlemen, with that was your Pacific Division preview. I don't do predictions at the beginning of the season. I think it's completely silly. I know that the hockey news is already predicting that the Tampa Bay Lightning are going to defeat the Dallas Stars. I think it's way too premature to do that. So I'm just going to preview the team, tell you how they did last season, what their keys to success for this season should be, and that's that. So with that, we're going to go to a break, and when we come back, we'll be going over the Central Division. Looking for something exciting to do the weekend before Thanksgiving? Then come to DerpyCon. DerpyCon, which is November 18th through 20th, 2016, at the Hyatt Morristown in Morristown, New Jersey, comes to special guests like Todd Haberkorn, Vic Mignogna, Uncle Yo, and many more. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit DerpyCon.com. Looking for hockey cards to build your collection or that specific card you would like to have to get signed by your favorite player? Then I recommend Just Hockey Cards out in Silver Spring, Maryland. Donald takes good care of me when I'm looking to build my collection, and he'll help you too. For inquiries, reach out to Donald at blake4av@aol.com. That's blake4av@aol.com. Are you a fan of Maryland Championship Wrestling and want to watch past shows? Then never fear, as Rage TV is here for you. For only $4.99 a month, you can relive memories of the shows you have been to or watch past MCW shows you may have not been able to attend live. For more information and to sign up today for Rage TV, go to mcwragetv.com. And ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Experience Hockey Talk, Serious Hockey Talk for serious hockey fans. And ladies and gentlemen, we want to do a shout out to CSA Shows and Chantilly, Virginia. On October 14th through 16th, they will be doing the CSA show at the Dulles Expo Center. But on October 16th, the CSA will be bringing in Washington Capitals players TJ Oshie, Alexander Ovechkin, and Tom Wilson, as well as Washington Capitals legend and Hockey Hall of Famer Mike Gartner. And the top of that, free Sunday admission if you attend the Capitals and Islanders game on Saturday, October 15th, 2016. However, you must bring your ticket stub in order to prove that you were at the game. And again, that's on Sunday, October 16th at the Chantilly Show at the Dulles Expo Center. You'll have TJ Oshie, Alexander Ovechkin, Tom Wilson, and Mike Gartner signing autographs. And if you attend the game, the home opener on Saturday, October 15th, you get in for free with your ticket stub. And for more information, go to csashows.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to be jumping into the Central Division, starting off with the Chicago Blackhawks. In 2015-16, they're 47-26-9 with 103 points. They're third in the Central Division, fifth in the NHL, and they lost in the quarterfinals to the St. Louis Blues in seven games. Key additions was defenseman Brian Campbell. Key departures was left wingers Tuvu Teravainen and Andrew Ladd, center Andrew Shaw, right winger Dale Weiss, and left winger Brian Bickle. The key to success for the Chicago Blackhawks is the Chicago Blackhawks always find a way to make things work out. GM Stan Bowman always finds a way to build his team with the salary cap, and coach Joel Quenneville still has his team behind him and giving 100% every game. Also, it helps that the majority of the Blackhawks' core are still young and have many good years ahead of them. Then, moving on, we have the Colorado Avalanche. Last season, their 2015-16, they're 39-39-4 with 82 points. They're 6th in the Central Division, 21st in the NHL, and they missed the playoffs. Key additions for the Colorado Avalanche is left winger Joe Colborne, and key departures was Michael Boker and head coach Patrick Waugh. Key success for the Colorado Avalanche is how will the Colorado Avalanche respond to the sudden departure of head coach Patrick Waugh? Waugh, who was well-liked by the players, resigned with only weeks to go before training camp started. One must wonder how the players will respond to their new coach and how quickly they'll pick up on the new system that they must learn. And this was truly shocking. If I remember right, I was actually on vacation in Los Angeles when I got the notification that Patrick Wall resigned. And at that point, there was only 5 weeks until training camp. So the fact that the Colorado Avalanche had to literally scramble to hire a new coach, one that they hope will work out for them this season, that shows you how sudden this truly was. There was no warning signs or anything like that. Next up, you have the Dallas Stars. In 2015-16, they were 50-23-9 with 109 points. They're first in the Central Division, second in the NHL, and they lost in the semifinals to the St. Louis Blues. Key additions was defenseman Dan Hamhuis. However, key departures were defenseman Jason Demers and Alex Goligoski and center Vernon Fiddler. Keys to success for the Dallas Stars is how will Dallas's defense and goaltending do this season. After losing Alex Goligoski and Jason Demers and bringing in Dan Hamhuis, the Stars' defense is very inexperienced. Also, the goaltending duo of Antti Niemi and Kari Lehtinen is still very questionable. The Stars have a very explosive offense, but with how their defense and goaltending is, it may be another quick exit from the playoffs yet again. And it also showed in the first round when they almost let the Minnesota Wild almost get back into the series with their poor defensive play. Next up, you have the Minnesota Wild. In 2015-16, they're 38-33-11 with 87 points. They're 5th in the Central Division, 17th in the NHL, and they lost in the quarterfinals to the Dallas Stars. Key additions were Eric Staal and Chris Stewart on offense, and Bruce Boudreau behind the bench. Key departures was left winger Thomas Vanek. Keys to success for the Minnesota Wild is how well will Bruce Boudreau and assistant coach Scott Stevens work together. Boudreau, known for his offense-happy system, and Stevens, a defensive specialist, could be a recipe for disaster or a recipe for success. Also, how will the players respond to the changes to the system? This will be a very interesting season for the Wild. And I say that it could be a recipe for disaster, a recipe for success, because quite honestly, Boudreau has always been a player's coach. He has been the kind who has always put the offense first over the defense. And then you're bringing in Scott Stevens as the assistant coach to run the defense. You know, what could these two have in mind? Could these two potentially butt heads during the season because of their both own individual philosophies of how the game should be played? So it'll be very interesting to see how these two work together this season. Then next up, you have the Nashville Predators. In the 2015-16 season, they are 41-27-14 with 96 points. They're 4th in the Central Division, 14th in the NHL, and they lost in the semifinals to the San Jose Sharks. Key additions were defensemen PK Subban, Yannick Weber, and Matt Carl. Their key departure was Shea Weber. The keys to success for the Nashville Predators is what will the impact of trading away Shea Weber for PK Subban truly have on the Predators? PK Subban will spark more offense, but with the loss of Weber weakens the defense as they now only have Roman Josi as their only true shutdown defenseman. It'll be interesting to see how the Predators will be with PK Subban in their lineup, plus also, you know, how, again, how it affects their defense. Everyone now knows when you watch the games now, speed and defense are the two key things that win championships. So it'll be very interesting to see how this trade affects them. And then on Monday, we'll talk about it in regards to the Montreal Canadiens losing PK Subban and gaining Shea Weber. Next up, you have the St. Louis Blues, who last season were 49-24-9 with 107 points, second in the Central Division and third in the NHL, and they lost in the conference finals to the San Jose Sharks. Key additions were left winger David Perron and goaltender Carter Hutton. Key departures was center David Backes, goalie Brian Elliott, and right winger Troy Brouwer. This season sees a slightly different Blues team than the one that made it to the Western Conference Finals. With the departures of Troy Brouwer, Brian Elliott, and David Backes, as well as Steve Ott, they lose a great veteran presence in that locker room. Plus, with this being Coach Ken Hitchcock's swan song season, and coach-in-waiting Mike Yeo around, could this also cause a possible rift in the locker room as well? Now, of course, we all know that Ken Hitchcock earned another year to be behind the bench after taking him to the Eastern Conference Finals and also bringing in Mikio to get him adapted to the players and the players adapted to him is a smart decision. But at the same time, you know, players know the upcoming season they're going to be under Yo and not Hitchcock. So do guys listen to Yo more than they listen to Hitchcock? Or, you know, could it be the other way around? You never know. But also losing that veteran presence of Troy Brower, who's won a Stanley Cup, Brian Elliott, who has a lot of playoff experience, David Backes, who has been the leader of this team. You know, they lose that presence in the locker room and on the ice. So it will be very interesting to see how this St. Louis Blues team responds this season. And then, of course, lastly, we have the Winnipeg Jets. In the 2015-16 season, they were 35-39-8 with 82 points. They're 7th in the Central Division, 25th in the NHL, and they missed the playoffs. Key additions are left winger Sean Mathias and right winger Patrick Laine. And the departures, they actually had none, but we'll actually get a little bit further into that in a moment. Keys to success for the Winnipeg Jets this season, well, how will the Jets' defense respond from last season's collapse? After many blunders in their own zone, the Jets are looking to rebound and have a better season. Also, with restricted free agent defenseman Jacob Trouba holding out and now demanding to be traded, how will this impact the Jets' defense going forward, especially the fact that Jacob Trouba is the Jets' number two defenseman behind Dustin Byfuglien? So there's a lot of questions going on with the Winnipeg Jets. Obviously, they're trying to shore up their defense, get better, but now that their number two guy is demanding to be traded and is holding out and will not be playing for the Jets until either a new contract happens, or B, he gets traded, but it looks more likely he'll probably get traded. It's going to be a very tough time for the Winnipeg Jets. And of course, ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Experience Hockey Talk, Serious Hockey Talk for Serious Hockey Fans. I thank you all for listening to the Western Conference preview for the 2016-17 NHL season. Monday, we will have the Eastern Conference preview. And then on Thursday, we will be live from the Tilt a Kilt in Frederick, Maryland for the season opener for the Washington Capitals in Pittsburgh. So, as always, you can follow the podcast on Twitter at Experience Hockey. And on Facebook at facebook.com/experiencehockeytalk. And as always, we're brought to you by the Tilt a Kilt in Frederick, Maryland. The Tilt a Kilt Pub and Eatery, located at 5605 Spectrum Drive in Frederick, Maryland, comes at a Celtic-themed sports pub featuring the world-famous Tilt a Kilt girls. For more on Tilt a Kilt Frederick, visit them on Facebook today. And until next time, we will see you on the ice.